Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I am Josiah Sarabella. I'm here with my friend
Adam. Big Ben's in the house.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Just hanging, bro.
We're in episode number 3 now, man. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good, you know. Nice Sunday. Great times.
Sunday fun day, man.
No, I don't know about fun day, but it's good times.
Yeah, right on, man. Cool. All right, dude. We have a lot to get through. Let's get to it. Do you have any Twitter love you want to shout out?
I got a couple people following me. That was pretty good.
I did notice that, man.
About two.
That's cool.
That's good. Cool. How many did you get?
I don't know, dude. Before our show, I think I was at close to 100 and slightly over 100.
I got 18.
No shit.
Yeah, that's like.
Oh, in general.
That's my family and my girlfriend.
It's all right, man. The number apparently is growing, dude.
It's cool.
How do you feel about the hits we've been getting, dude? Let's not give the exact number. If anybody's curious, they can hit us up.
I think I'm really hoping that website, that Pobmatic.
Yes.
.com isn't bullshit because we have a ton of downloads.
It looks pretty sharp, right?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. I'm feeling good about that, dude. I was expecting episode number 1, we would just lose like fucking. We went from that number, I was expecting us to drop down like to 10 people.
I think we doubled.
We doubled our
downloads.
Yeah, which is great, dude. And then, yeah, dude, any number I was pretty jazzed about, dude. Like, I, again, wasn't expecting to get those hits.
That's good stuff.
So, dude, let's have fucking fun with this, dude. If anybody digs on it, dude, you guys are more than welcome to jump in and talk shit with this. Or honest, dude, we're totally cool to that. All right, dude, I do have a lot of Twitter love, dude. We got some good feedback this week, dude. So, again, we have a lot to go through. Let me get through all these real quick. The first person that commented was actually listened to our podcast right after we dropped it, dude.
Nice.
Because that night he left me this tweet, and this is from Thundershock77. This is Jesse Barajas. This is my artist, dude. He sent it to the both of us. I don't know if you caught it, dude. He's like, finished up episode 2. Loved the geek on Dazzler and Magic. And hey, I dig on Mag's new look. Fantastic Magneto sketch he fucking sent us, dude. I don't know if you caught it, but here you go, dude. I had to put a little for you.
Oh, dude.
Right? So that's new Magneto right now.
Dude, that's buffness, dude.
So whoever listened to last week's episode, dude, we were geeking out on fucking Uncanny X-Men, and Adam and I feel differently on how we dig on Magneto, right?
Oh, the costume. You know, even his character maybe a little bit, but... your buddy's drawing is pretty sick.
Pretty dope, yes.
Pretty damn good.
I tweeted it out or retweeted it, so you guys got to see it. It's beautiful. Jesse, if you can hook up Adam and I with a possible Comic Syndicate sketch, get us our own logo going
that'd be awesome.
Fucking pimp, dude. Make it sick and twisted and just gorgeous.
Make me buff, bro.
Dude. If you can draw both of us, dude, with superpowers, would be fucking sick.
Dude.
So Jesse, dude, you're a madman. Thank you so much, dude. You guys got to check out his art. This one is gonna be a special shout out to Amethyst Room. She's a sweetheart, dude. I talk to her off and on Twitter, but she always retweets our links, our podcast, like crazy. You're a sweetheart, dude. I totally appreciate it, dude. I don't know your name, but you can find her at AMETHYSTROOM, Amethyst Room. So thank you so much. This next one is from Ashley_Deaton. She sent this one to me. She's like, I'm listening now. You guys sound pretty good so far. I don't know about sports and comics, though, LOL. And then she retweeted back, LOL, it's still pretty good. So thank you so much, dude. Next one is from Shannon Sally XO. At For the Villain, love your podcast, happy face. Makes me crack up, happy face. So thank you so much, Shannon, dude. We totally appreciate it. Next one, dude, Adam, is going to be interesting, dude. So this is Captain_Midnight. This is Adam Blackmoon. We were chatting for a bit, dude. He ends up tweeting me, DM me your mailing address. Good podcast, by the way. Adam, I don't know if you write or draw the the comic, but it's something we're gonna work on. Adam and I, we're gonna review stuff, dude. Fans, listeners, whatever you guys have or want us to talk about, we're totally down to give a review on. Adam in particular, right here, Captain Midnight, mentioned, you know, if I send you my comics, would you guys mind reviewing it?
Hell yeah, dude, that'd be awesome. I checked his link too. To the
pretty dope, dude. I checked his, out too. Zombie Outlaw.
Outlaw, and the drawing is great. I didn't get to see any of the dialogue.
Yes, okay.
I'm really interested in.
Yes, I'm pretty jazzed about that, dude. So it's something. It might be a new sketch or something we can work on here on the show, dude. We'll definitely. We want to give love to you guys. We're here for the same reasons. We all love the same thing. So, yeah, did you guys send us feedback? And we'll definitely plug you guys. You guys plug us, perhaps, and we'll see where that rose. Anyways, thank you for that, Captain Midnight, Adam Blackmoon. The next one, actually, Adam, is interesting, too. It's at the Endling and at JT Larson. Jonathan Larson is a cat, dude. It's a free online comic. I follow Mark Wade, and I guess Mark Wade kind of reviews it. I checked the link just because it's Mark Wade, and it's a free online comic. I read issue 13. It's online for free.
Nice.
Read it, and it might be another thing we can do as well. Like, let's read online comics. We both check it out.
I love online. I mean, on my iPad, I watch a lot. I read a lot.
Yes.
And if Mark Wade, if nobody knows, he writes Daredevil and the Incredible Hulk, right? Indestructible Hulk right now.
Yes.
And he's on it. We're on it.
Yeah, so, dude. So,
legit.
If you guys want to hook us up, dude, the Endling and at JT Larson, dude. I read issue number 13 today online, and it was good. I dug it. I really need to go back to the first 12 issues, and then Adam and I can probably have a session where we just talk about it and see what we liked about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, dude, for sure. Next one is at Rideshare 13, Albert Alvarado, dude. He sent this tweet to the both of us. So he twittered, listen to show in bits and pieces, like what I heard, LMAO. Now, this is hilarious because he actually quoted Adam. Quote, unquote, why didn't Hernandez hire someone to kill that guy? And I was fucking rolling on that, dude. I thought that was fucking dope, dude.
Well, I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I still believe he didn't kill the guy.
Yeah, touche, yeah.
But if you did have millions of dollars. I'm not promoting
death or killing,
being paid to do
but
it.
But he fucked up your fantasy football season.
But, I mean, if he's riding his bike in the
Jason,
car.
Dude, there's a lot of Titans that are great, though, dude. You know what's awesome, dude? He also mentioned, he tweeted to you, and I noticed you guys were talking about this for a while, dude. I never saw it, but Albert also mentioned, you guys talk about those fuckers canceling my Young Justice.
Man, yes, dude.
That show made me like Robin for the first time.
That, you know what? Robin was a beast in that show. That show was the shit, man.
Awesome, dude.
I was so angry when they canceled it, too. Everybody was.
Right. I've never saw the show, dude. How good was it, dude? I know you were pretty jazzed about it.
Oh, man. I mean, I watched that, like, religiously. Like,
dope.
They did kind of, the seasons were kind of weird, but, like, because they go to, like, 1 through 10, and they stop, and they're like, oh, is that a season? But then they continue, like, a month later.
Yeah.
But it was legit, and the first season, they were young.
Yeah.
And they showed all the, like, the relationships between,
dope,
all
right.
You know, you got Superboy,
Red Robin,
and
or was it Robin Robin?
It was Red Robin.
It was Red
no,
Robin.
No, it was Dick.
It was fucking Nightwing.
Yes, because in the second season, he's Dick Grayson, and then they have Red Robin.
No shit.
Yeah, so it's badass. So
might need to fucking jump in.
So he's not the leader in the first season.
Oh yeah.
The second season is. The fucking leader, like,
dope, dude.
You know, why wouldn't he be the leader? I mean, fucking Batman, you know.
All right, touche, man. And
so it's something to watch.
Dope, dude. I've never seen those, but if you can let me use those, that would be fucking sick, man. I would appreciate
it. Hell yeah, dude. No problem, bro.
Totally appreciate it. All right, dude. Let's keep things rolling. He's still not done yet, dude. He was off on a tangent on us. He's like just asking questions galore, which we appreciate it. Listeners, dude, you guys can hit us up anytime you guys want. You can find Adam at
Mem the Beaner.
And you can
MEMTHEBEANER.
And you can find me at the number 4, THEVILLAIN. And he gets back to us again, dude. You guys do time capsule reviews. I'm sorry. Why is Unbreakable not considered a great superhero movie? I love it.
You know, I haven't really watched that movie, but I'm looking forward to watching it now.
Yeah, yeah. I've honestly, I've never seen the movie, dude. I don't like M. Night Shyamalan.
He had one movie. Yeah, The Sixth Sense.
Yes, that was the best movie he did. And after that, everything went to shit, dude.
But we're willing to we'll take a look at it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Great question, dude. We can definitely sit down and, you know, have a night where we can catch it and talk shit on it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a comic movie too. Yeah. You know, it's different kinds of powers and.
I'm curious now, dude, because now it makes me more intrigued. All right, Alex, thank you so much, dude. Or I'm sorry, Albert, dude. Thank you so much, dude. The next one comes from Sergio Avila. You can find
Big
him.
Surge.
Yeah, dope. Pimp, motherfucker. At Surge2299. He tweeted this out to the both of us. How do you guys feel about the NFL power rankings? Everyone has Denver as the top team.
Whoa, Denver.
Yeah, right, dude.
Wait a minute. You mean New England. Patriots.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, homie. I know you're an Aaron Hernandez fan, but negative. Yeah, dude. You want
to lose points for going to jail?
Ooh,
or killing people?
Oh, I think both. I think both, perhaps, man. Although you guys also lost Wes Welker.
Damn. You know what? Whatever, man. God damn. I don't know what Belichick is doing.
Belichick. I don't know whose call it was, dude, but that was fucking a bad call, dude, I think, in my opinion. I'm a Steelers fan, though. But then again, yeah, fuck New England anyways.
Oh, dude. Whatever, dude.
You were giving me shit Steelers. For being a Yankees fan last week, dude, and you're a fucking New England fan?
That's, you know.
It's different? What?
Because we don't have a team in, like, our backyard. Like, this Anaheim is Stadium is, like, right across the street.
Touché. You got me there. All right, dude, let's go through the power rankings since Sergio did toss this out, dude.
Do it.
Let's appease the masses, dude. Number 15, we're not going to go through all fucking 32 teams. We're going to hit Washington Redskins.
I agree.
Sweet. I love RG3. Indianapolis Colts.
Maybe Redskins.
Above them, right?
Above them.
Yeah. I don't like Andrew Luck, dude. He's like Eli Manning, dude. Kind of a
retard. Mama said,
yes.
Mama said, can't touch Peyton.
Number 13, my boys, Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger.
Rapisberger, he's all right.
Yeah, dude.
He's a big motherfucker.
He's a huge motherfucker. He needs to fucking stay healthy, though, dude. He's a goofy motherfucker. He needs
to stay out of fucking restaurants and stalls. Yeah, that's what he needs to stay out of.
He really does, dude. He needs to fucking stay healthy, and he just looks like fucking the monster from Harry and the Hendersons.
He does. He's a fucking huge, tall motherfucker.
Number 12, Chicago Bears. I don't see that one.
Fuck Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler's a piece of shit, in my opinion. I don't see that one. Number 11, I kind of agree with, I guess, dude, their top. Yeah, a New York Giants.
Oh, fuck Eli.
Fuck Eli, dude. All right, we feel the same way. I love
God
it, dude.
Damn it, dude. All right,
this one's kind of scary for me. Top 10, they broke, dude. Cincinnati Bengals. They're my division.
Bengals, wow.
Right. Their defense is actually fucking looking fucking sick. They're a bunch of young kids, dude, and... It's going to be a struggle this year for my division, dude.
Fuck, dude. All right. I'm looking forward to watching them.
Yes, right, dude? Okay, well, not for me. Anyways, number 9, Houston Texans.
Okay, I like it.
Defense is sick.
They got that running back.
Yes, Aaron Foster.
I mean, that guy's a beast.
He is a fucking sucker. He can mow down motherfuckers like
Jesus
a motherfucker,
Christ.
Dude. He can get you mad fantasy points.
Oh, hell yeah. He's first pick. He's first running
back. Oh, easily. Well, actually, no. What's his name?
Well, I think it's a toss-up between Peterson.
And Adrian Peterson, yes. Okay, touche, dude. I got you there. And they didn't make top 15, dude, where they don't have a quarterback. Number 8 would be New Orleans Saints.
Drew Brees is the beast.
Sick motherfucker,
dude. He fucking saved
that team. They got their coach
team.
Back, dude.
That's
oh,
good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The bounties are up, bro.
I forgot about the bounty
bounties
situation.
Bounties are up.
Yes, touche, dude. So now that the bounty situation is cleared up, now hopefully Saints can fucking...
Win some games in the beginning.
In the beginning, right? As opposed to fucking winning at the end of the season. Yeah, dude. Jesus. I totally backed it up, dude. All right. Again, you guys can hit us up any point. If we mention a team you guys like, fucking hit us up. If we're boring with you guys with sports talk, dude, hang on for a few more minutes and we'll rock and roll. Number 7, your boys.
Number seven. It's not Patriots, number 7. I mean, what do you think? They should be in top 5.
Where do you think you would land?
1 or 2.
I don't know, man. You guys lost Wes Welker. Number seven was you guys.
God damn it, New England
Patriots, dude.
You know what? Me and Brady are going to sit down for lunch.
Yeah, chill out, dude. You
know, talk about this.
We're going to talk about this, dude. Number six, I actually dig on. I think I would put them higher up, dude. Seattle Seahawks.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Wilson's
awesome.
Yeah, dude. Russell Wilson is a great quarterback. And
yeah, I actually have him in one of my fantasy leagues.
Nice, dude. Yeah, so. That's not a bad pickup, dude. And their defense is looking fucking solid, dude. Like, they're a strong team. I think they're contenders, dude. I hate this next team. Number five, Green Bay Packers.
Rodgers? You don't like Rodgers?
He's a great quarterback, dude. But since Steelers lost to them.
He's a great commercial guy, too. Oh, his commercials are awesome. All-state
fucking, or what is that? The double check?
You can double check
my balls, dude. I really don't care for them. Number four. Again, dude, my division. Fuck, dude. Flacco sucks my balls, too.
Flacco? God damn
it. Joe Flacco and his Baltimore defending champions. Yeah, I know, right? Dude, thank you. They paid him a fucking grip load of money because they think he's like the quarterback of the future.
It's over. They paid him money. It's over.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's done. Like, I'm fucking vacation time.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully, dude, especially my division. Now, this one is interesting, dude. I think this is definitely top five, but 49ers. This is Sergio's team, by the way. My brother's team as well, Jonathan. Love you, homie. San Francisco 49ers, number three.
I'm good with that. We'll see what number one and two is, but the Niners are... they deserve to be in the top five.
Yeah, for sure. Easily, for sure. Number two now is kind of interesting. I don't agree with this one, although I do like quarterback Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan.
Oh, man.
He's got great receivers. He's got Ryan Wyatt. Dude.
He does have a lot of right receivers, but...
I don't agree with number two, though, dude. I would put them top 10, but not...
Top 10 for sure, not top 5.
Not top 5, no.
I disagree.
And number one team power rankings NFL is Denver Broncos.
Dude, the brain. The fucking brain. I don't, you know, Peyton.
I love Peyton.
Peyton doesn't
Manny,
fuck around.
Yes, he's a stud. He can get the job fucking done. I just don't want him to get hurt out on the field, dude. Because, one bad hit and we
last
don't know
year what. We said the same thing.
Touche, yeah.
And he rolled through it.
Yes.
And, you know, it really came down to that game, and his guys weren't performing. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, with Wells Welker, better team.
How do you feel about you losing your boy to the Denver Broncos, the number one ranked ranking team?
I'm deciding if I should go back and maybe switch my jerseys.
Nice, dude. I like it, dude. Probably will.
I got like a hat with like a little stitchy where whoever's winning, I just
switch off the
little patch.
I believe it, dude. Actually, yeah, Sergio, dude, thank you so much for that, because we were the three of us were shooting.
Yeah,
the
Sergio
shit.
Knows me.
Shooting the
really
shit
well.
On Twitter, dude. And thank you, man, for backing me up on the Yankee talk and the football talk. So Sergio, dude, I back you up, dude. I don't agree with Denver at number one, dude, but it's gonna be a great season, man. I'm looking forward to it, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Can't wait. 3 weeks, and my girlfriend's gonna hate it, but hey, man, it's
I love football
time,
dude. All right, dude, sorry guys, that was our news, that was our fucking current events. Hit us up, dude. We want questions from you guys, we want feedback. Give us whatever you guys have to, dude. We went through all these Twitter feedback for you guys, and we appreciate it, dude.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask me questions, guys. Yeah. I mean, I'm on the little bluebird Twitter guy.
Yes.
All right, hit me up, man.
All right, guys.
What the fuck?
It's give my boy some love again, dude.
God,
you can find him at
Mem the Beaner. Maybe it's the name. Maybe I should change the name.
I told you to change it. Like,
wait,
20,
is that like offensive?
Man, it's not offensive, dude. It's just
long.
I just don't.
You guys, let me know. Let me know on the Twitter. Just Twitter Joe, and then Joe will tell me, because that seems to be how it goes.
It's all right, dude. All right, guys, we'll be back shortly with
some comics.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We spent too long with fucking shout outs to you guys, although we appreciate you guys.
Oh yeah, dude, no problem.
Download it, spread the word for us, dude. Retweet our stuff, dude. Retweet our fucking links. We definitely, if you guys follow me, I will follow you back. Let's get this fan base going.
Yeah, dude, Joe's really good at whoring us around.
Yeah.
He does a great job. I mean, I wake up and I have just wet everywhere.
Nice. Well, thank you. If I can do that for two more women, that would be nice. Dude.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, guys. Thanks again. We'll be right back with a comic fucking talk.
Sounds good. Okay, we are back. And it's time to geek out with some comics, man.
Fuck, yes.
We're going to go ahead and start with the shitty book of the week.
Yes, we want to end on a strong note.
Yeah,
so
strong note as possible.
Let's talk shit on the fucking shitty fucking books, dude.
Oh, you know what? There wasn't that many this week, but...
My first fucking book I read this week was, like, I didn't need to read anything else. I'm like, oh, right off the bat, this is a piece
Jesus
of fucking shit,
Christ.
Dude. Yeah, man.
Which book was that, bro?
Well, who's going first? You started off, my friend.
All right, you know, I'll go first. Yeah. This book has been good. And it's still good, but this week it's
where
just
where is it at?
It is it's Dan Slott, the little chubby bastard.
He's
great writer, but this book I'm not digging how Superior Spider-Man is has his own army.
Okay.
I know it's Dr. Octopus and it's not Peter Parker, but it kind of felt like not a Spider-Man book.
Yeah, it's getting that way, dude.
I know he's trying to do something different, which is awesome, but it's
Dan
like
Slott, the
I'm
writer,
like, man,
dude.
He's doing too much.
Well, okay, this is what I don't like, dude. Is again the whole aspect where if you put Superior on any title, dude, like now that he's popular, now that people are buying this. I don't know, dude. Dan Slott kind of seems like he's dropping the ball a little bit.
He's
right?
Selling out, or or just I don't know. He's doing bi-weekly, so he's doing a lot of work.
He has no life, dude. He's literally at home all the time eating pizza. He
you know,
quits that all the time.
But I know there's gonna be an end story. I know he has a plan.
Oh, yeah.
But even in the comic,
yes,
his friends are like, "Where the fuck is Peter?" Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is Peter?
Yeah, dude.
And he's over here with, you know, fucking general, you know, commanding the troops.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it, but it's going to be spoiled. But, yeah, let's first start off with the beginning of the story with Hobgoblin gets away.
Yes.
Kingpin faked his death in the last issue.
Yeah, he does.
So that was pretty cool he did that. But I don't like the fact that he's not swinging around anymore. He's on foot more. He has
an army.
But I do like everyone asking questions like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, like it's not Peter Parker. It's not his personality.
Yeah,
he wouldn't go about this in
this
way.
Even the villains are like, oh
this
shit,
isn't Peter Parker,
this fucker's going to kill me.
Yeah, dude. So, which is pretty dope, though. I still dig on that. Like, Peter Parker would hold back a punch.
Oh, man.
And Dr. Octavius fucking will smash your fucking
Yeah, he doesn't
face.
Give a fuck.
So even the bad guys, even his friends, the Avengers, he's on the Avengers. Everyone, all his friends are asking, like, Peter Parker, fucking what the fuck?
Yeah,
dude?
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even his buddies and everyone, his midget girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's missing school. He's missing that. Where the fuck is Peter?
Yes.
You know, which is cool because we know Dan. I'm going to keep buying it. I'm gonna keep reading because Dan Slott, he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
After the whole killing Peter Parker,
Amazing Spider-Man number 700.
Yeah, 700.
Dude, a lot of people got pissed off. And
we talked about that before.
Yeah,
dead threads.
Yeah.
So I'm still on it. I just don't like. I didn't like the issue. He's chasing Hobgoblin around. Hobgoblin has to buy his own armor.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool because it kind of shows, like, well, where does he get his fucking his bombs?
Yeah.
Or where does he get his little, flying
contraptions?
And it costs money, and he has to go and get money.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's a really good cliffhanger because we got fucking Green Goblin.
Yeah.
He's coming out.
He's got an army himself, dude.
Yeah, he
That's
does.
What's interesting,
and
dude.
I like how the fucking, he hacked into the bots.
Yes.
So if you have a fucking goblin face,
you're
good. Or the little tattoo.
You're golden, dude. Like,
you could sell drugs.
Yeah. And that's pretty much where it's going, dude.
Yeah. So it's really good. We'll see how.
Army versus army, villain versus villain.
It's all villains. And I like this. It's really good stuff. We'll see what the Dan Slott has to do next issue.
Yeah, man. Okay. That's it. Do you have any other shitty comic of the week?
That's my shitty one for the week.
Let me go into, actually, I got several questions to ask you now.
Okay.
Hunger Number 2 came out this week. I saw it on the rack.
Fuck no.
All right, dude. No dice.
No, no.
I almost bought it for you.
You didn't even buy the goddamn first one, dude.
But I was going to buy it for you and be like, here you go, Tiger. Like, oh, here's Number 2 for you. Okay.
So bad.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Superior Foes of Spider-Man came out this week, and also Superior Carnage.
Oh, yeah. Number 2, right?
Yeah, and I didn't pick up any of those fucking pieces of shit.
Foils, it's... You gotta read it. Did you read the first one?
Yeah, dude.
You didn't like it?
Which one, Hunger?
No, Superior Foils.
Nah, I didn't like it, dude.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
The only thing I liked about that, dude, the best thing about the comic was they gave shout-outs to the whole caution, like... explicit lyrics.
Oh yeah, dude. that was good.
But then again, my younger brother Ray heard the podcast today, and he's like, "Dude, you guys know you guys are under explicit, right?" And I'm like,
"Oh yeah, we are under explicit,
gangsta motherfucker." Yeah, you're down. Fucking
so if you're
straight.
Fucking 10, don't listen.
Yeah, don't listen to this. Okay, so my shitty book of the week, dude, is interesting because it's the end of X Factor, 4 of 6. So we have 2 more issues to go through.
Oh, okay,
X Factor. Did you read this?
I did not. I read the last one and I was disgusted.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was kind of lousy, dude. The one prior to that was the last one you're talking about is Shatterstar and Longshot.
Yeah. And how they end up. I read it and I had to look at the cover and make sure it was the right numbering.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
The one prior to that one was the one with Wolfsbane. And I love fucking Homegirl, dude.
The Priest.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
It was multiple man, Jamie Madrix, and he, one of his multiples decides, like, I just want to live in peace, dude. I have these powers, but I want to follow religion. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Yeah.
Respect everything, every aspect, dude. That's fine, dude. Now, I guess the last of these issues are going to, like, the rest of the team, like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, yeah. I kind of figured they were going to do something like that.
Yeah, dude. Which is good, but the last issue fucking sucked. This one fucking sucked way more fucking balls. It's Polaris. Like, they just came from fucking hell, from limbo. Fucking, I'm surprised I didn't see magic there. But, yeah, dude. So, they're fucking... She's fucked up. She finally gets teleported to Earth, and she's on a fucking drinking fucking spree, dude.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah, dude. And
sounds
she's
like
fucking
my typo.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. sounds like her. Anyways, so yeah, dude, she's dealing with this fucking asshole, and she's like, keep serving me drinks, blah, 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 blah. It's fucking boring, dude.
Man, it sounds boring.
Oh, it's boring. God. It's fucked, dude. Peter David, dude, I was hoping is the writer. I was hoping he would end X Factor on a strong fucking note, and he's only got 2 issues left. The artist is Neil Edwards. Not the best fucking art I've seen. Action scenes, not the best action scenes I've seen. Right. So anyways, Homegirl's getting fucked up Polaris, and she's one of Magneto's daughters. Scarlet, which is also one of them. And Pietro, which is Quicksilver, fucking is also one of those fucking the kids. He pulls out his Avenger card and says, well, nope, I gotta stop you. And,
this is so bad.
It's a brother versus sister. And it... It's a fucking piece
of
shit.
Dude, I'm looking at the drawings and, like,
you see it, right?
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah, dude. And on top of that, the plot line is a piece of shit, dude. It's written fucking bad. Like, it's terrible, dude.
You actually finished it? I would have stopped.
Oh, dude.
I don't know, man. I would have stopped by midway.
No, dude. It's this piece of shit, dude. Straight up, dude. Shit pick of the week. But, again, not to talk shit on the writer or anybody, but it's just Polaris fighting. She's drunk. And she's fighting her brother, Quicksilver. And I don't like anything about this fucking book whatsoever, minus the last 4 panels of it. So
yeah, dude.
They finally lock her up. She wakes up in jail, in prison. And she says, you know, I'm sorry, Pietro. You know, oh, God, I tried to shoot Pietro, her brother. So she does feel bad.
Okay.
Hangover the next morning. And some dude fucking walks in her jail cell. You're free to go. You're in police custody. We've seen to that. And who are we? My name is Harrison Snow. I'm the CEO of a rather large company. I'm here to offer you the ground floor opportunity for a project of ours. What's it called? We're calling it X Factor. She walks over and says, tell me more. And that's how it fucking ends. This is the end of fucking X Factor.
Okay, I can see what's going on.
Oh, this is a piece of shit, dude. Again, dude, I was hoping Peter David would fucking end this run.
Oh, he has two more issues.
Yeah, he has two more issues to fucking finish up or start up. But so the Wolfsbane one, which was 258, was great. With
great, Wolfsbane. Great comic. I picked that up. It was
259 good. With Shatterstar Longshot. I love Shatterstar and Longshot. Piece of shit fucking read.
It was bad. It was, and I mean, this I was one, like, what? Who? What?
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
I don't want to talk about me hanging upside down fucking writing shit again. But yeah, this was my shitty pick of the week. I mean, so fucking rock and roll, man. Let's take a break and we'll talk about fucking reviews. Let's review.
We got three books to review, and we'll hit those up right after the break. Okay, so we're back, and it's time for our reviews. We picked three books, and one of the books I picked was Swamp Thing.
Yeah, dude, interesting.
Number 23. It was a small arc.
Yes.
And the artist on this is Charles Soy.
Soul.
Soul. And Kano and David Lapham.
Yeah, dude.
As the artist.
I'm loving the fucking art in this fucking book.
It's really good. He's a really good artist.
Oh, my goodness. His rendition of Swamp Thing is fucking gorgeous, dude.
I love the writing. I don't want to say it, but it might be better than Scott's. I know it's hard to say, but I'm really digging.
All right.
I'm really digging the powers, but I'm just going to go into the review. So this is the second part of the arc, the last part of it, and... Yeah. I digged it. It was really good. You know, the last comic we read, the last issue was
Constantine.
Constantine knocks him out, like just fucking uppercut a Duke into the face.
Yeah,
and he's out.
Apparently, Constantine, there's another villain in
the mix.
Issue.
Yeah,
and it sounds cheesy, guys, but he's the Cedar.
Cedar. Cedar.
Seedler and Cedar, yes. And he literally
grows,
puts out
grows stuff. He throws seeds and they grow into like different
whiskey trees.
Yeah, but it makes them crazy. Like
cannibalistic fucking let's kill each other, motherfucker. Yeah,
crazy. So we have this. So Swamp Thing's knocked out, and so Constantine puts a spell on him.
Yes,
to stop him from. Growing, regenerating. So he's walking around in a cage looking like a Holocaust cell, victim.
Oh, fuck.
Real skinny.
I love the way Swamp Thing, though, has to deal with fucking getting the fuck out of this prison. Though.
Yes. That was
because he's fucking Dunsky's. Straight the fuck up. He's fucking dead. Like,
he needs to get out of there. He can't grow. So he can grow a little bit, but it's all sticks.
Yeah.
So twigs. So he's trying to get the keys. Yeah, he obviously gets out, and what happens is everyone's still going crazy. Everyone's fucking around
the whole town. They're in like what, Europe or
I think it's Scotland.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, yeah, Scotland. Actually.
So everybody starts fighting and shit. Swamp Thing's trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yes.
What happens is he finally makes an
attempt to fucking get the fuck out and
he's burned. They burned the shit out of him.
Yeah, well, he's fucking up pieces anyways. Yeah, he's literally twigs on top of twigs. Yeah, yeah.
He makes this flower and...
Poppy flower.
Poppy flower. And
poppy seeds make you fucking trip out, dude. So poppy seeds do fucking make you flip balls, and he actually...
Fucked Constantine in the face.
Yeah, I didn't like that, dude. Like,
I mean...
The end to the cause, the mean was like fucking... Okay, bitch.
Well, I mean, it looked like Swamp Thing was done. Like, he fucking burned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
his last fucking branches. I'm going to try to take you out. Yeah. But he did a good job, I guess.
I mean, I guess it is kind of a little cop-out. You know, maybe they could have done something better. But the next page, though, is my favorite page.
Soul.
And it's Swamp Thing gets his powers back.
Finally.
And it's a picture of him as like a fucking mountain. Like, he's just chilling there.
River flowing down his shoulder.
Fucking waterfall. Pocahontas running around. It was fucking kind awesome. Kind
of,
right,
dude? I love that. That's my favorite fucking panel out of all the book, dude.
But it's you know, if you're reading it, there's another presence that's talking to Swamp Thing.
Yes. Actually, it kind of seems like he's talking to himself. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like, it can be him talking to himself. Like, I want to destroy shit, and at the same time, it's like, whoa, I want to save.
Yeah, I want to save. So he's arguing with either himself,
yes, or somebody else is trying to just, you know.
Well, we don't know yet, but it's pretty cool. He has the ability just to fucking crush.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, and he's in conflict with I can destroy this whole fucking town, and he's like, well, that's not my voice, but like, I can fucking save these people. And he's talking to himself, I can destroy this fucking whole town. Yeah, and get rid of this nuisance, you know?
But instead, just makes hundreds of poppy seeds.
Oh, yes, poppy seeds, and knocks everyone the fuck out.
Everybody goes to sleep.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't dig
You know what? I liked it. I liked it. The cop-out was okay.
Pussy shit.
But I'm just digging Swamp Thing.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love it, dude.
Maybe if the art was terrible and the writing, then I probably wouldn't have liked it as much.
I love the ending, though, dude. Continue, man.
Oh, yeah, the ending. So Swamp Thing's like, okay, later, guys. And he sees
Homegirl, dude. He goes back to his swamp land.
She's fucking hanging. And someone just beat the shit out of her.
Yes.
And it's obvious Cedar.
Yes, Cedar.
Beat the crap out of her. Fucking hanging over there,
and she tells him something, and he leaves a message for Swamp Thing, dude.
And she says, you know, he's not done yet, and it took me a while to actually get to read it. What the message is, and it's not over, Professor.
Yeah. So Cedar is going after Swamp Thing. He goes into his fucking land where it's like his sanctuary. And, dude, I like the message. It's kind of gangster, dude.
It is. It's like graffiti and trees. It's pretty hard to read.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I caught it, dude. I caught it off the first batch, dude. And, it's time.
It's time, Professor.
Yeah.
So that's a little good showdown.
Not bad. Yeah. And again, Soul is fucking kicking ass, dude. Writer again, dude. We got to give love out to because these guys are doing good. I don't know about Scott Snyder fucking gave him like, don't fuck this up, and he's not fucking it up.
He's
a great read.
He's going through more powers with Swamp Thing.
Oh my goodness, dude. The visuals too, dude. Soul is his art is fucking sick. Beautiful. You guys need to fucking pick this up.
Yeah, it's a buy. You need to really buy this comic.
It's not the actually no, definitely buy it, dude. I would definitely do that. So next book, Adam, Rock and Roll, man. What else we got next?
Alrighty, we're gonna go ahead and get into All new X-Men.
Yes, All New X-Men, dude.
Which is, oh my god,
All New X-Men number 15, dude. So actually, let me read you guys a quick insert. Original X-Men, Cyclops, Angel, Iceman, the Beast, and Jean Grey travel to the present, and they don't like what they found. The five young mutants resolve to stay and fix the wrongs, their older selves. Their decision came at a price, however. Jean Grey's psychic powers bloomed early, and she learned of the terrible fate in store for her and Angel defected to adult Cyclops' side, leaving the All New X-Men an all-time morale low. I fucking dig this fucking book.
It's really good. It's a really fun
book. Oh my goodness, dude. All right, this one we can go talk in depth in. So Cyclops and Jean Grey had a kid. It's
not Cable.
Yeah, not just Cable. They had a second kid. It was a daughter, dude. Yes. And so All New X-Men is the team that's dealing with in a nutshell, dude, Beast is fucking dying.
Beast was dying.
He goes back to the past to bring the old X-Men back when they're fucking kids. And that means the original X-Men are Cyclops, Beast, Angel, before he becomes Archangel. Iceman, Jean Grey, and Beast, his younger self. And he's like, dude, I need you guys to talk us out of how bad we fuck shit up now in current times. So that's a nutshell of this book, but this book fucking gnarly, dude.
And dude, it's really kinda good. Cool, dude.
Yeah, dude. So it's a bunch of young kids now fucking dealing with fucking day-to-day life.
Yeah, that's what this comic really did was show teenagers being teenagers.
Yes.
When you think of X-Men, you don't think of them being fucking little kids. Yeah. They're like 17, 16, or 18.
Oh, none of them are older than 18.
None of them are over 18. Jean Grey is not over 18.
Oh, no.
Okay, I got it. All right.
They're kids.
Okay.
So Beast is our Beast in our timeline, is training Jean Grey
how
to use her powers, dude.
Yeah.
And he's doing a great job. And this motherfucker, our time Beast line. Kind of perverted thoughts, dude. Not perverted, but he looks at her like, oh my God, dude, it's so good to see her again.
Yes,
I miss her.
I guess it is kind of a little perverted.
I wish I could have made a move on her back then.
Yeah, this is crazy, right? Because
it's good.
It's good stuff because if he's anybody, the last X-Men.
Thank you.
I would have ever thought
who had
feelings for Jean. I know, Cyclops, Professor Xavier did.
You know, Professor X fucking dug on
that was kind of weird.
Yeah, old man. They're old. Okay.
Wolverine, of course.
Wolverine, she digs on her man, and that's fine, dude. He's training her how to use her powers. She rips apart Wolverine's fucking
motorcycle, bro. That was awesome.
But it's kind of funny too. This issue is fucking weird because as it goes along, dude, it's funny, dude. Cyclops, younger Cyclops, and younger Bobby Drake, Iceman.
They walk out.
Because older our timeline, Bobby Drake, Iceman, is dating Kitty Pryde, which is
kind of like the principal.
She's a professor. Yeah, dude.
She's a professor. So it's kind of weird watching himself.
Yeah, he's looking at himself scam it up with an older broad, and he's like, the younger Bobby Drake is like, I don't like her. I don't know why I'm with her now. You know, like, I don't like her whatsoever, but yet he's making out with Kitty Pryde.
Right.
Our time. So he's like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
So what do they do?
Him and Cyclops fucking steal fucking
Wolverine's Jeep. Fucking Jeep. So we got Wolverine's fucking motorcycle in pieces.
Yes.
And then as it's in pieces, fucking the Jeep, the two studs, drive through. Yeah. Later, homie.
Yeah, peace
gone.
Out.
Gone.
And Wolverine walks in pissed. Hey, that's my Jeep.
Later, bitch.
Why are you guys always stealing my things? And Beast tells him, Logan. And he tells Beast, that's my motorcycle, Hank. Logan, it was. And he's like, that's my motorcycle,
yeah,
Hank.
Dude.
It's just fucking, he's so like, fucking don't funny. Let me get pissed off, dude. So the conversation between both of them goes down, and then the new Jean Grey, the old school Jean Grey, reads Wolverine's mind like, oh, fuck, let's not fuck with Wolverine.
Yeah, there's a picture of Wolverine just tearing shit apart, tearing people apart.
Yeah.
So they go back into Iceman and Cyclops. They're picking up chicks.
Yes, dude. They go, it's like, what the fuck can we do? What can two young kids, 15, 16, 17 years old, dude, I love how they're like, fuck it, let's go to a carnival, dude. It's got to be fun, right?
Yeah.
So they go out and they have chicks fucking macking on them right off the bat, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They're not really what kind of size of the chicks in this comic?
They're not looking for play, but Iceman Bobby Drake is always the cat who's like,
these chicks have a lot of meat though.
There's one, the one who digs on fucking Iceman.
Which you don't see all the time. Like, I was really surprised to see...
Iceman or Cyclops get play?
Well, I mean, the women that's in this comic, they're not Jean Grey. They're not Kitty Pryde. Oh, they're regular...
Human beings. They're not mutants, and they just dig on these cats. And one of the broads comes up to him like...
The chubby one.
You look like... Yes, and then Bobby Drake jumps in. Yes, that is Scott Summers. This is Cyclops.
Yeah.
But you don't look your age. So these guys are time travelers. But to see kids from possibly the fucking 80s to grow up in times now.
Yeah.
Is a good fucking trip, dude.
Well, I mean, it's good too. Like, do we even know? I've never seen a fucking town outside the mansion. Like,
yes.
I've never seen any other humans walking around. It's always fight.
Yes.
This comic is different. It's really good.
It's been so fucking great, dude. Again, dude, we spoke about him last week, dude. The writer for this is Brian Michael Bendis, and he's a fucking pimp ass.
He's a beast with X-Men. X-Books, yes.
The artist is David Lafuente, and I dig it, it's... I dig on the art, dude. Kind of Chris Bachalo-ish, I guess. But I'm digging, dude. So Cyclops, young Bobby Drake, Iceman, are at a carnival and they fucking kind of save the day.
They save the day. They actually do superhero stuff, and not fighting fucking Magneto, not fighting supervillains, just stop the robbery going into play.
The interesting thing about this one is earlier we mentioned that Beast was talking to young Jean Grey, and as they're trying to fix Wolverine's motorcycle, he keeps slipping as far as, like,
I want
to
touch
I haven't seen her in so long. I miss her so much. Like, I wish I would have told her I loved her. I love her.
Yeah, dude.
I care about you and this and that.
And she's, and by the way, guys, she reads minds, so she's reading everything he fucking says.
Yes, and talking to old Beast, she's like, what the fuck is going on? But he pretty much says, I wish I had enough balls to fucking talk.
Pretty much, that's what it comes down to is, yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, we all feel about that, you know, every now and then, right? I mean,
yeah, it shows, again, I wish teenagers, I could have done something back then,
yeah.
Superheroes being kids.
Yeah. And so she hits him up. Young Beast now is in our time, and he's working on how not to have himself beast out or turn blue and
or fucking, die.
Yeah, or die.
Or fucking die.
And she walks in on him pissed off, and she's like, how come you never told me? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's like, everything the way you feel, how come you never told me? And he gets pissed. And at the same time, embarrassed.
Yeah.
And any guy would, but it's nice interaction between them, dude. And
it's nice.
Yeah, he's like, you're in love with Cyclops. You guys are meant to be together.
Fucking bullshit. But okay.
And she says, I'm not in love with him. And he's like, you know, are you reading my mind right now? She's like, no. He's like, thank God. And he fucking grabs her and fucking makes out with her.
It kind of looks like she kind of grabbed him too. Like,
she was digging it, dude. She was digging it, dude.
I gotta give props to Beast for fucking stepping up.
Yes, ballsy, right?
Balls, dude. Fuck you, Cyclops.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty Boy. That's good, man. I liked it. That was the best of the comic, right there.
I dig, dude. Also, Rachel Summers. Not Rachel Summers. Actually, it is Rachel Summers. Phoenix, also her daughter. Now, if you notice throughout the book. Interaction, dude.
That's really fun, dude. Yeah.
Young Jean Grey. Rachel Summers walks in and just had a fucking bad day. She's like, I just want to hit the shower. Fuck you guys. Get the fuck away from me. And she sees young Jean Grey and they look at each other like, holy shit. You look so familiar. They read each other's mind and it's like, they both look at each other like, fuck.
Yeah, and dude, they're about the same age, too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They both walk away from each other and it's like, not right now. Don't want to deal with it right now. They're the same age, exactly, which is great, dude. So they walk away from each other. At the end of this book ends with they catch each other down the hall again. They look at each other, and they just walk away from each other. They don't want to deal with, like, okay, you're my mom. I'm your daughter.
Yeah, it's pretty awkward, but really good panel play.
God. Yes. Thank you, Adam. Yes. So Jean Grey, young Jean Grey, walks back into her room, and under her bed is fucking, I guess Scott Summers puts under the fucking wedding fucking ring.
That was awesome. Yeah, dude.
So anyways, guys, that was issue number fucking 15 of All New X-Men. Great read.
You guys got to buy it.
Brian Michael Bendis, great, dude. There's going to be an arc coming up soon, dude, which is Battle of the Atom number one. It's going to deal with all the X teams, which should be interesting.
Yeah, I'll buy it. It's going
to
be good.
Sweet, dude. So that's it, man. Anything else to say about it?
No, it was an awesome issue. Buy it.
Sweet.
So we're going to move on to our last book of review.
Yes.
And
cool. All right, dude. Sounds good, man. Do you want to start off?
No. I believe this is your...
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yes.
We reviewed it, and it's also actually his book of the
Book of the week. This is my book of the week, dude. If you guys heard episode number one, dude, I totally fucking sucked this comic's dick, dude. Oh,
Jesus. Yes, he did.
That's horrible. Part three. Angels Unaware. Part three, Change of Heart. New York City is as standstill during the storm of a century. A young girl named Anna lies at death's door. The helicopter transporting the new heart she was to receive having gone missing. Daredevil has made it his sole mission to make sure she doesn't fall victim to the chaos caused by the storm. He has managed to track down the missing heart, kept beating by recently developed medical technology, but ran into trouble and lies unconscious in the middle of Hell's Kitchen. The clock is ticking. And it can't hold on forever. Tonight will make or break the man without fear.
It's very good.
Oh, fuck, dude. This guy, Matt Murdock, Daredevil, dude, is literally putting himself through hell to fucking save this little girl, dude. Last issue ended with him knocking the fuck out because he's in a fucking blizzard in New York City, dude. His night turned to fucking shit right away, dude.
Yeah, real fast.
And I'm going to go jump through these panels real quick because you guys have to fucking hear it, dude. Dreams can tell you things. And the one thing I just had is a doozy. Countless times my life has replayed in my dreams. Those early years with my dad. Spending hours at my favorite place, the gym. I wasn't so dead about that, though. He didn't want me to wind up like him. He was a fighter. And each time there is an accident, a single moment that changes my life forever. And that last day I ever saw anything. All those chemicals burning and hurting at first, but then giving me my hyper-acute senses and my radar. I always like when mom comes back to me, briefly. I didn't know it was her back then. In the dream, I do. Of course, not long after, my dad is taken away. Forever. I never liked that part. And it's Daredevil, dude. Fucking this young kid.
Yeah, it's. I like how they put that in there. Like, quick story of how he became Daredevil.
Yeah, dude. And so it's beautiful, dude. He goes after this young girl, dude. Is in the hospital, dude. Issue number one starts off with him in a hospital, dude. He literally goes saving this young girl's beating heart. And he literally puts himself through fucking hell. And he doesn't want to fail because he needs to pay off this quote-unquote debt that he can never pay off because he needs to save this fucking kid. But that's Daredevil for you. Kingpin does come into the play. I fucking love this fucking book, dude. The writer and artist is the same fucking cat. It is Lee Weeks. He writes it and draws it.
Dude. I didn't know he drew it.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Right? That's wow. Double work, dude. Yeah, and every scenario he puts Daredevil through, I'm hating him for putting Daredevil through so much fun.
This is like the ultimate test. Like I mean, I've read a little bit of Daredevil, but this is pretty legit. I mean, the guy is a blizzard. I mean, Jesus Christ. And he's just fighting his way through it. Yeah. And then he ends up carrying another guy with him to save another guy that got hurt that tried to carry the bag while he was unconscious. And it just shows that you don't need super strength. You don't need armor.
Yes.
This guy comes out with a suit.
Beautifully put, man.
Blind.
He's a blind motherfucker, dude. He can't see anything.
He can't see anything. And he still does it. He still walks.
You can't teach heart, dude. And this comic just... Again, dude, I fucking sucked this comic stick fucking episode number one, dude. But it shows the pain, the passion, and like, he doesn't want to fail, dude. Like, you can't teach heart to anybody. And no matter how much pain he's putting himself through, he needs
to hear it. And it's great because at the very end of the book, usually when you, a superhero, okay, like Spider-Man, here's the heart.
Yes.
Peace out.
Yes.
Daredevil's different.
Oh, beautiful. You're going to go there. Thank you, dude. Daredevil, thank you.
Daredevil's different. He drops it off.
Read him. Read it.
And he
drops the heart off to the little girl who's dying in the hospital. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you have a better voice.
Oh, fuck, dude. So Daredevil finally takes them the heart for the little girl. And
this is beautiful writing, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Did I not tell you, Kate? Daredevil's pulled it off. Mission accomplished. And these are doctors talking to each other. Not so fast. Anna's still in surgery. Yeah, but he did his part. We all did. Speaking of your hero, he was in rough shape. Where'd he go? And the other doctor says, knowing him, he's probably bounding across more rooftops. That panel alone.
Yeah, dude, it's so bad. He's sitting there chilling, like just thinking and concentrating.
Sad, dude.
Yeah, his eyes, it looks like there's tears. Even though he got the heart, he doesn't know if he saved her.
Yes.
There's still a chance she can still die.
Yeah, dude. And this is him talking to himself, dude. So in her monologue, Daredevil says, talking to himself, I'm not leaving until I hear it. Floor by floor, I listen, searching, sifting, remembering. Until finding the right floor, the right operating room. It's been 6 hours of surgery, waiting. I need to hear it. Every instrument, every beep, every turn of every valve, the number of beating hearts in the room being reduced by one. I block out any sound not in that room. I need to hear it. Ready for the shock, which is they're bringing this little girl back to life. Give me 10 joules. Clear. There it is. Good job, everyone. Anyone know the latest on the weather?
Oh.
Daredevil can't see anything, but he can hear everything.
So
and
great.
Fuck me, great. Dude. Like this is great. Lee Weeks, you're a fucking stud, dude. This book fucking ripped my fucking heart out, dude.
Yeah, you know, after hearing this, I'm gonna have to change my book of the week, and I'm gonna have to go with
no shit,
yeah, dude. Oh, that's like the best part, dude, of the fucking book.
All right,
sweetie. It was so good. Like it just builds emotion.
We're
geeking out, which I don't care.
Yeah,
it's
I don't care
so
either, dude.
Good.
It's just very powerful, and
any
writer who can fucking put that into emotion and. I love, dude. But Adam, continue, man, please.
Yeah, dude. It just, you gotta, when you buy the book, it's just the drawings, and then when he's listening to something, it shows the heartbeat in the middle. Like if he hears a heartbeat, he'll hear it. So when they brought it back to life, there was the beat.
Yeah.
And that's what we're waiting for. And that's what he was waiting.
That's
for.
That's what he was waiting for, dude.
It was so good.
Number one, number two, it was all about like, I'm not going to fail you, dude. And he told himself last issue, number two, is I'm not going to fail this mission. And if I do, I'm going to die trying.
And you know what, man? That guy
he got
pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
But like I said before, man, this Daredevil was this shit, man.
Oh, fucking love Daredevil, dude. All right, man. What your book of the week?
Anything? No, I'm gonna have to go with Daredevil.
All right, dude, beautiful, man.
I'm gonna have to go with that, man.
That's back to back. Episode number one, episode number three.
Yeah,
Daredevil. I love, dude, Lee Weeks again, dude.
It's I don't know, man. Gorgeous. I don't know what this guy is, man. You know, Wade writes Daredevil, but this guy writes Daredevil in a totally different way.
Yeah, I totally agree, Adam. So I totally agree, man. All right, dude, let's drop your Twitters real quick, man. What you got?
You guys could tweet me at. Mem the Beaner, MEMTHEBEANER, ask questions.
Yes, definitely. Again, please, guys, give my boy some fucking love, dude. He fucking busts me up like a motherfucker, dude. I listen to my podcast with my younger brother, which I don't like hearing my voice, but my younger brother Ray told me, like, you guys are fucking hilarious together. So I appreciate that, Ray. So shout out to you, Moses. Shout out to you, man. Thanks for spreading the love on Facebook. Dude, I'm not a Facebook dude, but thank you. And Adam, fucking, you're doing a fucking fantastic job over here.
Oh, man, we're a good team. And
I think so, man.
By the way, too, iTunes, you can now search for Comic Syndicate.
Yes.
And it will come up before, I guess it takes like 2 weeks for them to actually do it. Nice, so it's up and ready. We'll be putting this up hopefully tonight.
Yeah.
And why don't you drop your Twitter, buddy?
Yes. You can find me at the number 4-T-H-E-V-I-L-L-A-I-N. I am for the villain. Do us a huge favor, guys, dude. Adam's my fucking boy, dude. But if you see us on Twitter, spread the love, dude. Retweet us. Let us know what you think. Give us some input, dude. We're spreading kind of quick, dude, I think. Dude, faster than I would give us credit for.
It's fun. I mean, this is we're just talking. Two friends talking about comics.
We're explicit, though.
Yeah, well, it's, you know what, the best things are.
Yeah, for sure, dude. So, again, dude, for all you listeners, dude, retweet. Get back to us. Let us know how you guys feel. Give us some input, dude. Spread the love, dude. If we suck, fucking let us know, dude.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. That's cool.
Yeah, dude. So thanks for the extra followers, and thanks for the downloads, guys. It's all for you guys.
Alrighty, guys. This is episode 3 in the books. We will catch you guys next week.
Peace out.
Later.